Listener Production.
Hi there, it's Damien Carbon. Eight people are in hospital this afternoon and one is dead after a bus and a car collided head-on in regional New South Wales this morning. The car crashing into the bus near Dubbo, it was the driver of the car that died. New South Wales Police Assistant Commissioner Rod Smith says moments before the crash, they had called off a pursuit of the Mazda.
It was the manner of driving that caused the pursuit to be terminated. It wasn't the speed. In fact, it was at times it was quite slow in speed, but the vehicle was accelerating, braking, going off the side of the road and then onto the incorrect side of the road.
A bushfire emergency is unfolding in WA's north this afternoon. People in Bidari, about 15 k's southwest of Port Hedland, are being urged to evacuate as an unpredictable blaze takes hold. Overseas, a man is in a critical condition after setting himself on fire outside the New York courthouse where Donald Trump's criminal trial is taking place. BBC reporter Nada Torfik is there. She says the motive is not clear at this stage.
As you can imagine, people here just started screaming. Someone we heard scream, "Don't do it." Others started screaming for a fire extinguisher.
Staying overseas, fresh calls today for restraint in the Middle East after Israel's first retaliatory strike on Iran. Air defences reportedly brought down three small drones. There are no reports of any casualties or major damage. US Secretary of State says world leaders are committed to de-escalation. And pharmacists soon able to provide free flu shots to aged care and disability home residents. In sport, a milestone for Matt Kennedy, the Carlton forward, to play his 100th AFL game against former side GWS at Marvel Stadium shortly, while Collingwood leading Port just back from three-quarter time. Last night, the AFL admitting the umpires should have paid a free kick to the Adelaide Crows in the Bombers' three-point win. And in A-League, Newcastle has held Wellington Phoenix to a 1-1 draw. Melbourne City face Western City Wanderers this afternoon before Victory take on Brisbane Roar and Macarthur tackle the Sky Blues.